This will show how folk songs sometimes happen spontaneously, at least variants of folk songs. An old friend of mine, Gary, a typographer, came in one evening, and he'd been reading a book in which allusion was made to 10,000 cattle straying. He asked me if I knew this song, and I was feeling pretty good, and I said, of course I knew the song. So on the spur of the moment, this is what came out. Now, I'd heard the song many, many years ago. I didn't remember the words, so I made up some words as I went along, and the tune as well. Many years afterwards, I gave this to young Lomax, Alan Lomax, when he and his father came to visit me once down on Washington Square, and I was just ornery enough not to tell him what had happened to the song. And when I saw him much later, he told me he'd been singing the song all over the country, and he liked it very much. He sang it just to show me he remembered it, and what he sang to me, here's the point, was not at all like anything I had ever sung to him.
Ten thousand goddamn cattle are straying far wide. I wished I had my honey laying by my side. Lone man, lone man, dead broke. My honey's gone astray. I think she's gone to stay. She'll lead out of here one evening with a son of a bitch from Iowa. Lone man, lone man, dead broke.
Believe it or not, that song has made a tremendous hit wherever it's been sung. And sometimes it's been sung in very unexpected places. I hope that Alan will forgive me for making that comment about it, but that's too good a joke on both of us to keep.